Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book, Proof of Life After Death. True Stories of the Afterlife and Spirit Communication by Steph Young is a spirituality and paranormal nonfiction book focused on mediumship and alleged communication with the deceased, drawing on a multi-year personal investigation described in public listings for the author's work. Young presents a narrative that combines reported case material, interviews within the spiritualist and mediumship community, and her own participation in a development circle intended to cultivate mediumistic abilities. The book's purpose is twofold: to argue that consciousness survives bodily death, and to persuade readers that contact with non-physical personalities can occur through certain forms of mediumship, including physical mediumship and spirit healing. Rather than positioning itself as laboratory science, it frames its evidence through firsthand testimony, experiential accounts, and stories that the author considers difficult to dismiss. The overall tone is exploratory and invitational, encouraging open-minded inquiry while acknowledging that many readers will approach the subject with skepticism. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a personal investigation into mediumship as evidence of survival. A central topic is the author's investigative journey and how she treats investigation as a pathway toward belief in survival after death. Public descriptions of the book emphasize an intensive study period focused on physical mediumship, contemporary practitioners, and historical claims. The narrative is not structured like a clinical research report, and ever stamming my port like. Instead, it uses an experiential approach in which the author attends circles, observes mediums, and collects accounts from people committed to these practices. This personal arc matters because it frames the evidence through the lens of someone who is testing an idea rather than simply preaching it. The book repeatedly returns to the question of what counts as proof when the subject is inherently elusive and often private, such as contact with deceased relatives. By foregrounding the process of seeking, the author positions the reader alongside her, moving from curiosity to tentative conclusions. This approach also clarifies the book's limitations. The strongest material is typically experiential and testimonial, which can feel compelling to some readers and insufficient to others. The value, for its intended audience, lies in how the author organizes many claims into a coherent argument that the afterlife is not just a belief system, but something people report encountering directly. Secondly, physical mediumship and reports of tangible spirit phenomena. Another major topic is physical mediumship, presented as a category of phenomena in which spirits are said to produce effects that can be perceived by multiple senses. Public snippets connected to the book highlight claims about spirits physically returning, being seen or heard, and making contact through touch. Within the book's scope, these reports function as the strongest form of evidence because they are framed as outward events rather than purely internal impressions. The author emphasizes episodes that, in her view, stretch ordinary explanations and challenge a strictly materialist worldview. This is also where skepticism becomes part of the story. Physical manifestations are exactly the kind of claim that invites doubt, demands careful observation, and raises questions about conditions, expectation, and interpretation. The book does not present these episodes as universally accepted facts, but as repeated testimonies within a community that takes them seriously. For readers, the topic offers a way to understand why physical mediumship has long been central to spiritualist traditions and why it remains controversial. The author uses these accounts to argue that if even a portion of such phenomena are genuine, they would imply that personality and intention can operate beyond the body. Thirdly, spirit healing and the tradition of spirit doctors. The book also focuses on spiritual healing practices associated with mediums and healers, including the widely reported spiritualist idea of spirit doctors who assist in healing work. Public summaries of the book reference psychic surgery-style healings and accounts of people seeking relief from serious conditions. This topic is presented not as mainstream medicine, but as a parallel system of care rooted in belief that non-physical intelligences can influence the body and mind. The author treats healing stories as emotionally powerful and, for believers, potentially evidential because they suggest purposeful interaction between the living and the deceased or non-physical helpers. At the same time, this area is especially sensitive because healing claims can be difficult to verify and easy to overstate. The book appears to rely on case narratives and testimony rather than controlled study, which is consistent with how such traditions are typically documented for readers. The practical takeaway is less about replacing medical care and more about understanding why people pursue these experiences and how healing narratives reinforce belief in survival. The topic also highlights a key tension in the genre: stories can inspire hope and comfort while still leaving unanswered questions about mechanism, confirmation, and the role of expectation. Fourthly, development circles and learning to perceive spirit communication. A distinctive element highlighted in public descriptions is the author's participation in a development circle, a common practice in mediumship communities, where participants attempt to cultivate sensitivity to impressions, messages, or phenomena attributed to spirits. This topic matters because it shifts the book from being purely observational to being participatory, with the author treating mediumship as a skill that can be developed rather than a rare gift. In this framework, experiences such as feeling a presence, noticing touch, or sensing communication are interpreted as data points in an unfolding training process. The book uses this setting to explain how practitioners build confidence, test impressions, and form a shared language around spiritual experiences. It also illustrates how community norms shape interpretation circles, often emphasize openness, ethical intention, and a supportive environment, which can be encouraging but may also reduce critical challenge. For readers new to the subject, the development circle becomes an accessible entry point into how mediumship is practiced in everyday contexts, not only in dramatic science-style events. The author's account, as presented publicly, aims to persuade that direct experience can be more convincing than argument, inviting readers to explore for themselves while recognizing that such exploration will not satisfy everyone's standard of evidence. Lastly, balancing comfort, belief, and skepticism in afterlife narratives. A recurring theme in reader reactions and public summaries is the balance between emotional resonance and evidential rigor. The book is frequently described as compelling and comforting, especially for those grieving, because it presents stories of connection with deceased loved ones and a worldview in which death is not an ending. At the same time, criticism noted in public commentary centers on the material being largely anecdotal and often sourced from committed spiritualists, which can limit its persuasive power for strict skeptics. This topic is important because it clarifies what the book is and is not trying to do. It aims to present stories that the author and her sources find convincing and to encourage open-minded inquiry rather than to deliver definitive scientific proof. For many readers, the primary benefit is meaning making the stories offer a vocabulary for unusual experiences, a sense of continued relationship, and relief from the fear that loss is final. For others, the same features raise questions about confirmation, secondhand reporting, and alternative explanations. By holding these tensions in view, the book positions itself within a long tradition of afterlife literature that uses testimony and lived experience as its main evidence, while acknowledging that the debate between belief and skepticism remains unresolved. In conclusion, this book is best suited to readers who are curious about the afterlife, mediumship, and spiritualist style accounts of spirit contact, especially those who value experiential narratives and are willing to weigh testimony even when it is not presented as laboratory science. It can also appeal to mourners looking for comfort, because its core promise is that connection may continue and that meaningful communication is possible. The practical benefit is not a set of verified procedures or guarantees, but a guided tour of how mediumship communities interpret phenomena, how development circles operate, and why certain healing and contact stories are persuasive to participants. Intellectually, the book helps readers map the landscape of claims around physical mediumship and spirit healing, while implicitly prompting questions about evidence, interpretation, and belief formation. What helps it stand out within its category is the blend of investigative framing and personal participation. The author does not only report what others say, but also places herself inside the process of trying to experience it. Compared with more clinical discussions of survival research or purely devotional afterlife books, it occupies a middle space, offering a readable collection of true story-style accounts anchored in the author's stated period of inquiry. Readers seeking strict scientific validation may remain unconvinced, but those open to the genre will likely find it engaging and thought-provoking. If you would like to support Steph Young, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.